crude oil surged over 6% today on Iran conflict fears. So tell me, why did the one sector that should have won the day fade into the close? And why did a company reporting 272% revenue growth get absolutely crushed, while a fintech nobody's heard of gapped up and held in a sea of red? Stick with us, because today's tape is full of contradictions, and the answers tell you everything about where this market is actually headed.
Okay, so let's start with what lit the match today. Crude oil up 6.2% to $75.66 on Iran escalation fears.
Right.
And that should be energy's moment, right? Like, this is what the sector lives for.
You'd think so.
But here's the weird part. Energy ATR dropped from 4.92 yesterday to 4.30 today. That's only the 53rd percentile.
Wait, so the sector that caused all the chaos couldn't even hold its own gains?
Exactly. It's like a fire alarm that clears the building, but even the firefighters ran for the exits by afternoon.
That's wild. And, I mean, the broader damage was pretty obvious. S&P down 1.2%, NASDAQ down 1.3%.
Yeah, but here's the thing that really matters. The oil spike didn't just hurt sentiment. It muddied the rate cut narrative.
Oh, that's a good point.
And that's the oxygen that growth stocks need to breathe. So you get this double pressure scenario, higher energy costs and delayed Fed relief.
So the market was already rattled. But here's what made today genuinely alarming. It wasn't just about oil. The breadth numbers underneath were telling a much darker story.
Oh man, the sentiment reading.
Tell me about it. 126 bulls versus 449 bears.
That's a 4% bullish reading. Like, that's about as close to universal pessimism as markets get.
Right. But what's really scary is the divergence you were showing me earlier.
Yeah, so 80% of stocks are still above their 20-day moving average. That looks survivable, right?
Sure.
But only 42.1% are above their 40-day average. So it's like the ground floor looks fine, but the foundation is cracking fast.
And that gap between the 20 and the 40, that's the ticking clock.
Exactly. And get this, 9-month bear signals are outnumbering bulls 90 to 24.
90 to 24.
This isn't just a bad day. This is starting to look like a structural shift.
It's like a patient whose blood pressure looks okay today, but every long-term health marker is trending the wrong way.
That's perfect, yeah. And if you thought the breadth picture was confusing, wait until you hear what happened in materials.
Okay, hit me.
Materials ATR crashed to 1.50. That's a 0th percentile reading and a 20-day low.
On the same day, oil surged 6%?
On the same day, oil surged 6%. So oil up, inflation hedges down. How does that make sense?
I mean, it doesn't, right? Precious metals, industrial metals, they should theoretically be catching a bid.
Right, right. And industrials ATR hit 2.34, also 0th percentile. Healthcare ATR hit a new 20-day low.
So what's the market actually pricing here?
I think institutions aren't buying inflation. They're pricing in demand destruction.
Huh. It's like everyone's buying fire insurance but selling their smoke detectors. The signals are contradicting each other in a way that screams confusion, not conviction.
That's genuinely unsettling. Okay, so the macro picture is complicated. But there were a few places today where the lights stayed on, and understanding why tells you exactly where disciplined money might be quietly moving.
Software.
Software. The iShares GS Software ETF up 1.2% on a day the broader market fell over 1%.
WDAY up 4.83%. PANW up 3.33%. Even MSFT up 0.83%.
And this wasn't a rising tide situation, because...
because semiconductors got crushed. PHLX Semiconductor Index down 4%.
So this was specific. This was deliberate.
Totally. And look at AppLovin. APP at $44.54, up 1.8%. Risk score 96.4%, but institutional arval only 0.4.
What does that tell you?
Smart money might be quietly accumulating, even on a down tape. It's like the one neighborhood in the city where the light stayed on during the blackout.
You take note of that even if you don't move in today.
Exactly. And speaking of taking note, today's earnings tape gave us one of the cleanest lessons of the year.
Oh, the day versus CRDO thing.
Yeah, so CRDO reports 272% year-over-year revenue growth.
272%.
And gets crushed. Meanwhile, Dave, this fintech most people have never heard of,
gaps up and holds.
Gaps up and holds, 199.01, up $6.42 from the open. Textbook episodic pivot signal.
In a down tape.
In a down tape. So what's the lesson?
It's not about the numbers.
It's not about the numbers. It's about whether the numbers surprise relative to what's already baked in.
CRDO is like getting an A on a test when everyone expected an A+.
Perfect analogy. Technically great, but still a disappointment in context.
And Dave is the underdog who showed up and over-delivered when no one was watching.
Right. And you saw this theme across the board. MDB down 20.2%, AZO down 5.2%. The market was punishing anything that didn't dramatically exceed elevated expectations.
Which is exactly the kind of selectivity this environment demands.
Mm-hmm. Catalyst-driven, not macro-driven.
And here's the thing. CRDO sell the news reaction didn't happen in isolation. It happened on the same day that 993 reversal signals fired, with volume running 7 times the average.
7 times.
That's not retail panic. So who is actually selling, and what do they know?
Okay, so look at where the signal's concentrated. KORU down 26.8%, EDC down 13.3%, MCHI down 2.4%.
International ETFs.
International ETFs. And the RVOL readings, 7.4 times, 7.0 times, 6.2 times average volume.
Those are massive prints.
This is the signature of systematic institutional repositioning, not retail panic.
And VNQI, the real estate ETF, down 2.6%, but with RVOL at 8.1 times average.
When you see 993 fire exits being used at once with that kind of volume, it's not a fire drill. The big players are leaving the building.
And that connects back to the materials divergence, right? Institutions unwinding global risk assets and inflation-sensitive positions simultaneously.
Exactly. It reinforces the demand destruction thesis.
So where does all of this leave us heading into tomorrow? Between the 40 SMA breadth line sitting at 42.1%, overnight Iran risk, and one sector that's actually telling the truth, there is a playbook.
ABC.
Always be in control. Walk me through it.
Okay. 3 things to watch. First, that 40 SMA breadth line at 42.1%. If it breaks below 40%, that confirms a medium-term trend shift.
That's the line in the sand.
That's the line in the sand. Second, utilities ATR at 4.33, 84th percentile, rising trend.
The one honest signal.
The one honest signal in a dishonest tape. It's the market's way of saying get boring when in doubt.
And third?
Overnight Iran risk. If crude extends above today's session highs, that changes the calculus on everything.
So the operating principle is what? Size down, let price confirm.
Size down, let price confirm. Don't press in a 4% bullish tape. Playing offense right now is like trying to sprint through a revolving door.
The environment punishes aggression and rewards patience.
Exactly.
Let's bring it all together. Today's tape was full of contradictions. Oil up, inflation hedges down. Software holding while semiconductors collapsed. Great earnings getting punished and unknown fintechs gapping up and holding. The thread connecting all of it? Institutional repositioning at scale. The 40 SMA breadth line at 42.1% is your line in the sand tomorrow. If it breaks below 40%, the medium-term trend has shifted.
Until price confirms otherwise, ABC is your edge. Always be in control.
Size down. Let the tape come to you. Utilities is the one honest signal in a dishonest tape. Watch the 40 SMA breadth line at the open tomorrow. Track overnight crude for Iran escalation headlines. And if you're trading, cut your size in half until the market gives you a reason to press. We'll see you back here tomorrow.